Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hail to the Redskins! Hail, victory!
Well, it's always a pleasure when we are joined by our former Redskin quarterback, football legend, Super Bowl champion, Joe Theismann. Joe, good morning to you. Very pleased to have you here. We're not going to talk about the Redskins, at least not initially. We wanted to talk about Colin Kaepernick and this controversy that has developed not standing during the national anthem. And I wanted to get your take on it. Now, you've been a quarterback in the NFL, and you know what a responsibility it is to be the quarterback and the leader of the team. What do you make of Colin Kaepernick's decision not to stand during the national anthem because he feels like the nation doesn't stand for racial justice?
Well, you know, this has created more of a firestorm than I think anybody ever anticipated. I don't agree with the fact that he didn't stand for the national anthem. I think that that flag, the national anthem, represents so much more of what the country is all about. There's no question that there are issues in this country, and he cited a few of them. But it's all about respect. I mean, he's given the privilege to be able to do exactly what he is doing because of the people that have sacrificed and fought for our freedoms in this country. That's what the flag represents. That's what the national anthem represents. And to me, I don't agree with his stance. I just think that it's touching so many people, myself included, in a way that seems counter to his particular life. He makes $19 million. Why is he able to make $19 million? He talks about oppression of people of color. The president of the United States is African-American. We've had two secretaries of state, Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, of African-American descent. You've got probably the greatest single tennis player in the world, Serena Williams, is African-American. Tiger Woods, I mean, the list goes on and on and on in my mind of people who are not oppressed at all. Now, we do have people in this country that have issues, but then, you know, what about women? What about the equality that's available to women?
Mm-hmm.
That's not there. I mean, there are a lot of problems, but to me, I just don't agree with what he's doing. Not at all. Not in the least.
May I just follow up? How much of a distraction is it to the team at a time when you're supposed to be focused on football?
You know, it's really about him and not the San Francisco 49ers. So we deal with distractions all the time, whether it's, you know, guys going through situations with divorces, whether it's injuries, whether it's the media. In this day and age, I think if you're a coach, you have to prepare yourself for the onslaught of social media questions. Because today, when something happens, it goes viral right away. I think that, you know, he's not going to be the starting quarterback of the football team. So he will be someone that, for the next week or so, people are going to ask questions. He's going to continue his protest. And then people are going to not pay attention to it, to be honest with you. They're just going to say, okay, Colin's sitting down. Well, that's, you know, we've gone through the firestorm initially. It's his choice. Now, if other players decide to do it, which I think would be wrong also, then you will see more and more issues. But as far as the distraction goes, I just don't think it'll be that way for the 49ers. It's more of a pain in the neck for the players to answer questions
Yeah.
than it is a distraction when it comes to playing.
Our guest is Joe Theismann, of course, Redskins legend. And Joe, you played for Notre Dame back in 1969 and 1970, college ball, and then came into the pros in the early 70s. Now, those were pretty volatile times in America. There were a lot of protests going on, civil rights protests, Vietnam protests. Did anything like this pop up at that time? Did you have team rules at Notre Dame and in the NFL regarding, you know, individuals voicing their opinion in a way that distracts from the team?
No, we never crossed our minds. I mean, I've never been around a situation like that. I mean, yeah, the Vietnam War was protested. American flags were burnt. You know, there were shootings on campuses. You know, I mean, lots of different things happened socially. The difference really is where we are today and where it was back in the 70s and the 80s. You didn't have the social media that you have. You didn't have the instant access to information. And what drives so many things today is social media. I mean, it's a picture or a comment makes such a world of difference. I'll give you an example. I was watching the NCAA basketball championships a few years ago when the young player from Louisiana Louisville broke his leg.
Oh yeah,
Kevin Ware.
Yeah.
So he breaks his leg, and I send a tweet out, just, you know, because I've been through
right.
it. You know,
you're familiar with the situation.
You've been there, done that, right.
So I don't have to go through mine. So anyway, I send this tweet out saying, I hope he's okay. CBS played it at halftime.
Yeah.
I wound up going to Los Angeles to do the doctor's show, you know, morning shows, national morning shows, all because of a simple comment on social media.
So it's the instantaneous nature of social media that amplifies this kind of thing. I mean, I guess I hear what you're saying, Joe, but, you know, listen, from Jim Brown to Muhammad Ali to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it seems like the media really love when, or I shouldn't say love, but they love to draw attention to an athlete transcending their sport, using their sport fame to try to make some sort of social statement.
Well, it's not unusual. I mean, remember the basketball players with the T-shirts, Black Lives Matter?
Yeah.
I mean, so you know, you have that. You
but
know,
but as a sports fan, we just want to watch the game, you know?
I know, as a sports fan, we do, but now it's becoming very difficult. The line is skewed between sports fan and social involvement when you think about what an athlete wants to do. And, you know, I mean, people forget that athletes are people, and they have feelings. And here's one on the opposite side of Colin Kaepernick, is Carmelo Anthony. Now, he was in Baltimore during the protests. But listen, if you get a chance, listen to what he had to say about representing the United States in the Olympics.
Yep.
And how great it was and how wonderful an opportunity it is. So you have two young men with very different views of what this country's all about. And like I said, Colin Kaepernick has to take a step back and look at where he is and what's transpired in this country. Sure, there, like I said, there's no question we have problems.
Mm.
But, you know, I think that, you know, you disrespect the flag. You disrespect those people that have fought. I mean, you know, there are so many different instances of parents
right.
Sending emails out and saying, you know, my son or my daughter doesn't have legs, and yet they struggle to stand when the national anthem is played.
Right.
It leaves a very bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, for a lot of us.
Well, for a lot of us. You're absolutely right. Joe Theismann, it is such a pleasure to have you on the program. Please don't be a stranger.
Oh, by the way, the Redskin game has been moved to 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Right.
That's what we heard because of the storm. That's right.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
And even though the luncheon will go on as planned, and we're dealing with a logistical nightmare, I guess you might call it.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Real fast, Joe, over under 10 wins on the season.
Over.
There you go. We heard it. We'll hold you to it, Joe.
Over or at the number?
All right. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Joe.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and get your first month free. Just $1 down, $15 a month. No commitment. Deal ends Friday, February 13th. You coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.